I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. As you guys can see, I had a great time eating my way through San Francisco. Now, when you're visiting the city on the bay, San Francisco, all the beautiful architecture, the great seafood, I mean, you know, they get a lot of visitors a year that come to San Francisco. And I know they're coming for the food, but, well, that's not the only reason that they're coming. There's so many other things to do besides just eat. And you all hear Doc, Bill, and I talking about food, food, food all the time because we do love to travel for food. That is true. But when I do travel to places, I like to see some of the sites and really get involved with some of the communities and the different things to do. Now, my latest trip to San Francisco, I wasn't there by myself. I was there with Nicole. And you all know Nicole as our creative producer on the show here. She's always coming up with these creative themes and creative ideas for the show. So she's with us today on the phone, all the way from Los Angeles. So she's still out there in beautiful California. But we had a great time doing what we call seeing San Francisco by boot, boat, and BART. Now, boot means, of course, by foot. So we did quite a bit of walking. Now, let me bring Nicole on so that she can tell you some of these great things to do because she actually did more things than I did. Nicole, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. How's it going there in Georgia?
It's going great. It's going really good. But I do wish I was out in California. Still back in San Francisco. We had a great time.
We did have a great time. It was a fantastic trip. I must tell you, don't be too sad. It's a little cold here now, which is surprising. Most people don't think it ever gets cold in Southern California. And I guess it isn't cold in comparison to other parts of the country.
Well, that's true. That is true. It's really cold in some parts. But now, I know we did a lot of things, but one of the things that stands out for me when you were talking about how much fun you had in San Francisco is that tour that you took to the ballpark. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, that was probably one of my favorite parts. And especially because I wasn't quite sure what that meant. I was like, are they just going to, you know, walk us through the areas you're kind of used to going into, which is just sort of the main levels of the park, maybe even club level. But no, they actually took us all the way through Giant Stadium, which is kind of amazing. And especially because anyone who calls San Francisco home in California knows that the Giants are a very big deal. They're a great baseball team. So it was very cool to go and see that. And it's kind of blasphemy for me to say that living in Los Angeles, but it's true. They're a great team. It's a great park. And I went with a couple friends of mine, and the tour actually starts from the gift shop there at Giant Stadium, and they pick you up from there and immediately take you in through one of the back sort of walkways of the park, which was very exciting. And they really take you through each level. We went through some of the suites, which is always a great experience to sort of see what that lifestyle is like to sit in a suite. So we did that. We also got to actually go onto the field. We couldn't walk on the grass, of course, but we did get to go down to the field level and take a lot of pictures from there. We got to sit in the dugout.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. They took us into like the guest team locker room. It's like a batting cage back there. So that was very cool to see as well.
Well, it sounds like the perfect thing for families to do if they're coming to San Francisco. And even if you're not a baseball fan, to see behind the scenes.
It's a very neat experience. And it was very nice to see how many people were actually involved in the tour. We went at one of the earlier times in the day, and we had probably 30 other people on our tour with us. And
wow.
It's people of all ages. Other people our age, in their mid to late 20s. There were some families with smaller kids. There were some older couples. So it was literally the entire gamut of fans there to experience it. And the people that actually do the tour work at the ballpark, they know a lot about the park and about the team and about the history of San Francisco as well. So there, it's very informative, not even just to know about the stadium itself and about the Giants, but they also tell a good bit of history about baseball in general and also about that area of San Francisco.
Well, that sounds great, but I know that there's some other things that you probably saw as well. And I know you're a big chocolate lover. So did you have any chocolate fun while you were there?
I did. We had a little trouble finding it at first, but Ghirardelli Square is there. And most people know Ghirardelli chocolate. It's delicious. The cool thing about Ghirardelli Square in San Francisco is not only do they have sort of like a gift shop style store where you can go in and there's just walls of the chocolate there for you to buy and all their different flavors. But you can also buy other things there too. They have some stuffed animals, some like little gift sets and things like that there as well, which is very neat. And in addition to that, they have a full sort of restaurant area where you can buy different types of sundaes and milkshakes and different flavors of hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Exactly. My favorite, the chocolate milkshake. It was a little too cold for the milkshake when we were there, but it was fantastic. And the one that I got actually comes with a little square of their chocolate sort of perched on the side of the cup, which melts, of course, if you get the hot chocolate, it melts into the cup by the time it gets to you.
They're famous for those chocolate squares, like you mentioned. But, you know, the other thing I like about Ghirardelli's chocolates is that it really is connected to a lot of the San Francisco history that we talked about in the first segment, and that's the Gold Rush, because it actually started in 1849. As a way to support the miners that were starving for luxuries and had the money to spend once they started finding gold. So great history there, too. But now tell me this, Nicole.
Great.
Now, did you ride around? Because I know you said, you did a few things on the BART or on the Muni, so which is the San Francisco Public Transportation System, the Municipal Railway, or the Muni, as most people call it. So did you ride around? How easy was that?
It was a little challenging sometimes, truthfully. San Francisco is a pretty big place and can be a little intimidating if you're not used to traveling around on public transportation. For myself in Los Angeles, we drive everywhere, so it took a little adjusting to get used to doing it on my own. And I usually have a friend or something to guide me through, but I had to figure it out. But it was great. They have so many different types of public transportation there, like we were saying, the Muni is one. There are the famous trolleys, of course, which are always fun, that you usually see in a commercial or something like that, but they're real, they're there, and they're a lot of fun to ride. I also, for a bit of time, I stayed a little longer than you. When you left, I actually went out to Palo Alto to stay with a friend. And I had to actually navigate the Caltrain in from out there. And then once I got into the airport area, taking the Caltrain, then I could get on the BART and take the BART into the city. So that was an interesting experience as well, just learning all the different types of trains and how to navigate my way through. But it was fun. I like trains.
Yeah, and I mean, it can be adventurous, like you mentioned, and just sorting out exactly where you're supposed to get off and what's the closest stop. And, you know, you're right, too, also about the streetcars and the cable cars and just that whole difference. And there is a Museum of Motion out in San Francisco that really highlights the history of the cable cars and the streetcars and those iconic pictures that you see all the time with people hanging from the cable cars as it zips up and down those hills in San Francisco. Really is a great photo op as well. But now, Nicole, we're coming down to the end of this segment. And when we come back, I want to finish talking about some of the great things that you did. And I know we both did that hop on, hop off tour. So if someone is a little shy about taking the public transportation to get to all of these great attractions, the hop on, hop off tour is a great option also for getting around the city and seeing things.
Yes, definitely. That would be fantastic one to talk about and all the different things you can see.
Exactly. So hold tight. We'll be right back in a few minutes. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN. Back in a minute.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. California dreaming. on such a winter's day.